So here he gives us a contrast between the good shepherd, who is himself, and the false shepherds, who are these Jewish leaders who have been misleading people who got there on their own accord. Amen. And so he gives a contrast between the good and the bad shepherd. Amen. What that said, let's get into the word. Let's go 1-6.
St. John's chapter 10. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them.
Amen. We couldn't understand that. I didn't want to. They shut their mind down to receiving anything that he says. Amen.
Amen.
So, he just started out saying, verily, verily, most assuredly, but truly, 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 I tell you, truly, truly, y'all, I say to you that he don't enter the sheepfold through the door. He said that, but climb up some other way as a thief or a robber. Amen?
Amen.
That's pretty serious.
Yes.
Now, there's been some controversy in some of my teaching about who he was talking to and what he was talking about. But let's make no mistake, he's talking to those same religious leaders. He's saying, if you don't come through the door, well, we know Jesus is the door.
He is the door.
He is the way. If you don't come through me, you are a robber or a thief. If you came because your family had a good name and you got a position in the synagogue, or you did it some kind of political way, or you know, you just kind of deceived people into thinking you were one way or another. Mm-hmm. If you didn't come through,
yeah, come on.
Through me,
yes.
You're a robber. Amen. He didn't say you could be, he didn't say it's possible. He said if you are deceiving the people,
amen,
you're nothing but a thief and a robber. Amen.
Amen.
And so, listen to the church. Even though he was talking to the religious leaders, he was talking about the sheepfold. Amen. He was talking about the shepherd, being a good shepherd. Now, a shepherd could be himself, which is the good shepherd. But there's an under shepherd as well, and we're talking about pastors and teachers and preachers.
Protecting their flock.
Amen. And that's what we got to do. We got to protect the flock. But we got to come through Christ. We can't come on our own.
That's right. Amen.
You know, can you imagine? I can't imagine. The load that our pastor carries trying to care for us. Or a pastor carries trying to care for his flock, when some of them are going all over the place and some of them been led astray. And you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And some of y'all look at me and say, you ought to be a preacher. You ought to be crazy. I wouldn't want that. Now, going through the door.
Going through the door.
Going through Christ.
Yes.
We're going to see that there's a certain with a situation, amen. Yeah. And we'll talk about that peace and contentment even in chaos and confusion, amen. Yeah. There's a level of peace and contentment that's in Christ.
Always, amen.
Amen. And so, I'm sorry, somebody about to say something.
No, just say thank you, Lord.
Amen. He said, but he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep.
Mm-hmm.
To him, that portal of life open. The portal is open unto him.
Yes.
And he can go in.
Amen.
Amen. He is welcome to go in.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
And the sheep hear his voice. Mm-hmm. The sheep hear his voice.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And when he calls his own sheep by name, they hear his name.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Pastor, he calls his sheep by name. We all got names.
Amen.
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 Amen. Jesus called his sheep by name. John, Peter, Paul. Well, not Paul.
Mm-hmm.
But you understand what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes.
The sheep have names.
Amen.
Back in that day, they actually named the sheep.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Now, Al, he said, when he brings out his own sheep, what does he do? He goes ahead of them. He leads the sheep.
Mm-hmm.
He don't
Amen.
Drive the sheep. He don't herd the sheep. Like you herd a cow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He leads the sheep. Amen.
Amen.
And he goes before the sheep. And the sheep follow him. For they know his voice. Yet, they will by no means follow a stranger.
Mm-hmm.
But will flee from him.
Amen.
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 Listen, y'all. We can't just follow anything.
Amen.
We can't follow anybody that's trying to lead us.
Amen.
We can't just always go with what it looked like and how good it looked and what it might seem to be. We gotta hear our shepherd's voice.
Amen.
Listen to me.
Amen.
We got an obligation to hear our shepherd's voice.
Amen.
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 Whether we're talking about the pastor right now, I'm really talking about our Lord.
My Lord.
But we got a responsibility to hear his voice.
Yes, sir.
My
and
Lord.
To follow him.
Ooh.
And to follow his way.
Yes, sir.
And to follow his call. And I got to say it again, we can't get caught up in what somebody else is doing.
Amen.
Because that leads you astray.
Yes.
Amen.
You know, the scriptures say there is a way that seemeth right to a man.
Oh,
or a woman.
That's right.
But the end thereof is destruction.
It's destruction.
Amen.
Amen.
Some people will lead you astray.
Right.
Amen. They might even mean good. They might don't even...
Don't even know
that they're, you know, their way in the way. They might think they're right. Amen. But then again, that's why we gotta study. That's why we gotta stay connected. That's why we gotta fellowship.
Yes,
amen.
Sir. Yes, sir.
There's a like kindred spirit between us to fellowship
mm-hmm.
and to share with each other
mm-hmm.
and to strengthen each other.
Amen. Amen.
It's more than just friends, fellowship.
Amen. There's a formula in that fellowship. Amen? They won't follow him because they don't know the voice of strangers. And Jesus used this illustration, but they couldn't receive it. Wouldn't receive it. Couldn't receive it. But you know what? If you're not in that fold, if you're not in the spiritual realm, you can't understand spiritual.
Amen.
Amen. If you're in the flesh, you can't understand some spiritual concepts.
Amen.
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 You might be a pretty good person. You might be smart as all get out.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But you don't understand the spiritual concepts if you're in the flesh. That's
right.
Why he tells us to walk in the spirit.
Amen.
Amen. That's why he tells us to crucify the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Flesh profiteth nothing.
Right?
There ain't no gain when you're in the flesh. Amen. All you're going to do is create havoc and confusion. Amen.
That's it.
And be in opposition to what he's trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's go. question, comment, anybody? This ain't just me. Let's go to, seven through. Let's go 7 through 17. Let's go ahead and get all this part right here.
Then Jesus said to them again, "Most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. And whoever came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But a hireling, he who is not a shepherd, one does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he is a hireling and does not care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not in this fold, them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice. And there will be one flock and one shepherd. Therefore my Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again.
Yes, thank you.
This command I have received from my Father.
Glory.
Amen.
Power.
Amen. Praise God.
Yes.
Jesus says to them, and I have to say this about the writer John. John's writing style is to prove that Jesus is the Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he's writing. Jesus said, "I'm the door. I'm the good shepherd. I'm the Son of God."
Amen.
I am. I came to do the will of my Father who sent me. I mean, that's what we've been seeing in this entire book. Up until now, Jesus proclaiming that he is the Christ. He is the Son of God. Amen?
Yes.
And so,
Son of the living God.
Okay. Let's go 10 steps further. Amen. Son of the living God. Amen. And so Jesus said to them, "Most assuredly, I'm telling you, truly I tell you, that I'm the door of sheep. All whoever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep didn't hear him. He said, I'm the door. If anybody enters by me, he'll be saved, and will go in and out of the, and find pasture."
Yeah.
Now, he said, all that came before him.
Mm-hmm.
Not literally, because there were all those religious leaders who didn't come through the door is who he's talking to. Now there were some prophets. There were some prophets that came before him. I mean, of course, Jesus came before anybody, but before he came on the earth walking as a man. Amen.
Yes.
There were some prophets and some preachers and that had come before him. But they were in him. They were of him.
Yes.
Amen. They didn't come to cause division and separation and to give false prophecy.
They came to prophesy something.
He's coming. He's coming. And that's what he's saying. They told me. All those prophets before me, they told of me. See, you have no desire to know who I am. You don't even know me. So you can't receive me. You can't receive this coming from me because you don't know me.
Amen.
Those others that came through the door, they know me.
Yes. Yes.
And his Father.
Amen. And the Father. Okay. Amen.
Amen.
And so he said, a thief only comes to steal, kill, and to destroy.
Yes.
Listen, if you didn't come through the door, if you didn't come through the portal, if the portal didn't open for you, and you found another way to get in, he say climbed up over up. If you found another way to get in, you either come into kill or destroy.
Amen.
Sound like the devil.
It is the devil.
Three choices.
Have mercy.
Yes.
He didn't say you might be coming to. No, you coming to steal. You coming to kill. And surely the Satan wants to kill us, but he also wants to kill our ambition for God.
Yeah.
He wants to kill that righteousness that is in you. He wants to kill your spirit.
Yeah,
amen.
Right.
He wants to destroy any belief that you have in God and Christ.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
He's coming to steal your joy.
Ooh.
He'll steal your joy.
Amen.
Amen. But he'll steal your joy too.
Amen.
Amen. He said, I've come that, listen to y'all. Listen to me. I've come that they might have life.
Mm-hmm.
And that they might have it
more abundantly.
Amen.
Yeah.
And so, this abundant life, let's just talk about that for a minute, okay?
Amen.
Let's talk about that abundant life for a minute. This abundant life is from a Latin word that meant to mathematically increase. Alright? He came that we shall have life and have it more abundantly. Now, abundant life don't mean more money. It don't mean more stuff. Alright? It don't exclude it.
Right.
But it don't mean more money. It means contentment in Christ and following Him. You will have more. You will have contentment mathematically increased to follow Him. You will have contentment more and more to do the things He's calling you to. You will have contentment to not go after things that look good, that is not good for you. You will have more, you have an abundant amount of contentment.
Yes.
Yes, 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 yes.
Abundantly
Amen.
Peace.
Amen. Amen. Because we could have a whole lot of money and have a whole lot of trophies.
Yes.
I know some rich people that are strung out. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Trying to take prescription meds to just calm down, just to escape.
Mm-hmm. Just, amen.
Other kind of spirit.
Amen.
That is true.
And so,
and I think that's one of the problems of our president. And it, unfortunately, that behavior seems to be catching up with other people.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's spreading.
Oh,
it's spreading,
and it's
like,
spreading
a
like wildfire.
Yes, like a disease.
Amen.
He has it.
He clammed over again.
But he's trying to keep other people from having it.
Amen. But that's not the key.
That's right.
But we'll have contentment with what He gives us to where we don't have to put ourselves in a situation to where we're living outside of our means.
Amen.
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 God don't care how much money you have.
Right.
I don't have. He wants your heart.
Yes.
Amen.
That's it.
And if you give Him your heart and you trust Him, He told you, Matthew 6:33,
of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto
you. And all these things shall be added to you. Amen. Seek ye first. Amen. And he'll give you all these other things. My brother told me something today. He got something he got out of our favorite radio evangelists, preachers, whatever. And there was a message he heard. But would you share that with them just quickly?
About the restaurant?
About the car. Yeah, the restaurant going to McDonald's.
He said that his wife and him, when they could stop by McDonald's, they don't, his wife always likes her sandwiches without certain,
ingredients.
And so the people tell them to pull to the waiting area, mm-hmm. and because McDonald's not equipped to make the burgers the way she likes them, so she has to get her special order.
Yeah.
And, okay, continue?
Yeah.
Oh, and that's the way he did with me. I turned down a job, and I thought I made a bad mistake. I said, man, that's crazy. But I was following what it appeared God wanted me to do, and it took 3 days, but this other company hired me.
Oh,
and
right.
So I thank God
order.
For that.
But did you hear that?
3 days.
The special order part.
Yes.
We ask God for something specific.
Amen.
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 And sometimes you gotta wait for it because he got to have it specially ordered for you.
Yes.
He got to specially made it for you. You know, you just can't get it through the drive.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And sometimes when you get it, that ain't what you wanted anyway.
We gotta be patient.
Right.
Yes.
Amen. He don't mind us having the things. He'll give them to us.
Yes.
Sometimes we just gotta wait.
Wait.
If we got a special order, we might just have to wait a little while.
Amen.
I like that.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
And so, abundant life is an abundance of peace, abundance of contentment in Christ, mm-hmm. abundance in righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Mm-hmm. So many people think that, and they'll use that kind of out of text. Mm-hmm. It's okay.
Still
they're blessed.
Amen.
You know, that's not the one
of
the white things that he's talking about right here.
He
take
this stuff.
Amen.
Yes.
He came that they would have life and have it more abundantly because he is the good shepherd. And the good shepherd will give up his life for his sheep.
Mm-hmm.
But a hireling, if somebody is just hired to do the job,
mm-hmm.
they just end it by the wages.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, pay me in.
Go.
No, I'm doing my job and I'm out of here.
And
if a robber come in, I'm out of here faster than anybody else.
He beat the sheep out.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. Amen.
Oh, Lord, yes.
Yeah, if you don't own the sheep, you ain't got no investment. But if you see the wolf coming, you'll leave the sheep and flee. And the wolf catches the sheep and scatter them. Amen.
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 And that's what's happening. The sheep are being scattered because the hireling, the false leaders and preachers mm-hmm. are doing it for the money and not for the love of the
mm-hmm. Amen.
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 So we can't get caught up even in the abundance of money.
Amen.
We gotta have that abundant life that he was talking about so that money won't even ruin us.
Right.
Yes,
amen. Yeah.
You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Money without the abundant life is not
it's
good for you.
Worthless.
Amen. Oh, she said worthless.
It's
worthless. Amen. Because he's a hireling and he don't care about the sheep. I know that sounds simple, but I'm just telling you that, you know, we gotta be careful who we follow.
Amen.
Yes.
Whose voice we hear
mm-hmm.
because they don't care for us.
That's right.
The people that want to influence your life. was talking about the president. You know, big companies. You know, they got people working right now to come up with ads and get us to spend our money. It ain't they want to make it so good for us. They want to make you spend that money. They want to make it look so good that you feel like I got it.
That's right.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And nothing wrong with having stuff.
Amen.
Amen. But they have no general concern over their life.
That's right, because if they did, medicines wouldn't be so high.
Amen.
If they did, medicines wouldn't be so high. If there was a genuine concern, you know?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If there was a genuine concern with pharmaceutical companies, it's a business.
And our doctors? Mm-hmm. I know God bless some doctors.
There's
I know
some
God
gifts.
Use doctors.
Yes.
But every doctor don't have your best interest in mind.
Every doctor, that's right.
Amen. They work for the pharmaceutical companies too.
Yeah, insurance companies.
Okay.
That's right.
You ain't gonna have the surgery if you got records.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Amen.
See, no doctor making no $10
an hour. I had an argument with a doctor before. I won't get into what he did, but there were some things that I've been with him for years, and I just didn't like. And we were discussing. And I told him, he was trying to tell me that, you know, I had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things going on with me, and that's just the way it was, and that was just the way it was going to be. And I told him that I would receive that.
Amen.
My father said, you know,
amen.
That I was blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
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 With my salvation came healing. And he went on to tell me, medically, you this and that. I said, let me tell you something. You've been my doctor for 20 years, and I still got the same illness. I came here with 20 years ago. You haven't cured anything.
Amen. Amen.
So if you want some kind of false respect from me, then again, not that I'm going to be, you know, not that I'm going to belittle you or anything, but let's get this straight. You haven't cured me.
Amen.
Right.
You wrote me a prescription every month.
That's
I ain't
you
no
treated
better than
me.
I was 20 years ago. Okay,
that's right.
So don't
that's
think
right.
you almighty up in here. Okay?
You ain't cured it. That's right.
And what was his response to that?
He was about ready to end the conversation at that point.
Mm-hmm. They agreed to disagree.
He told
me,
yeah, he said, well, yeah, it's part of this. He said, exactly.
May I make a comment regarding that? I was going to a cardiologist, and I went, you know, had my test done, and he wanted me to come back in a week. So therefore, I thought, well, maybe I do have a problem. I'll come back the next week. It's like, okay, I need to see the test results from the previous, you know, test. Everything was fine. I said, I tell you what, I see my doctor twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not seeing you every week if I don't have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So when I went back the last time, I see him each year.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, but he had me coming in. You know, you pray and
right.
you think about that,
mm-hmm.
you know. It's like, but when I had the talk, it's like, no, I'm not one of those that, you know, the insurance or whatever your problem, I don't have a problem with my heart. You won't be seeing me every other week. I go twice a year, once a year.
Sure.
So he scheduled me for next year. So
mm-hmm.
I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to tell him, they'll keep you coming.
Right.
Making that money.
Yeah. And so Jesus go on to say, as the Father knows me, even so I knows him. And I lay down my life for the sheep.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Very rarely would somebody lay down their life for anybody.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
But the good shepherd is willing and has done it. Talking about what he was going to do for the sheep, that he would lay down his life for the sheep. His concern was for the betterment of the sheep.
Amen.
And then he says, other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them I also must bring, and they'll hear my voice, and will be one flock and one shepherd.
Amen.
And those other sheep are the Gentiles.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I got other sheep that are not of this flock, of this fold.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I got to go get them.
Mm-hmm.
I'll bring them in. They won't know my name, and we're going to be one fold.
Yes.
Amen. With one shepherd.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen. He is the good shepherd. He is the Son of God. Amen.
Praise God.
And so, therefore, my Father loves me, but because I lay down my life that I might take it again. See, nobody could, somebody could lay down their life. They actually could give their life for you.
Mm-hmm.
But they couldn't
take it back.
Amen.
That's
they
right.
can't take it up there. He said, I lay down my life for you and I take it back. Nobody takes it from me. But I lay it down on myself.
Yeah.
See, I got the, because I'm God,
come on.
I got the power to lay it down. And I have the power to take it again.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes.
This command,
mm-hmm.
I have received from my Father.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. My Father, who is God.
That's right.
Amen.
Who him and I are one.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Who sent me to tell you this.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And you don't want to hear it.
Thanks.
And so, immediately, we see the verses of the vision. Come on to 19 through 24. Well, yeah, go ahead, 19.
Okay.
He kind of goes on.
Therefore, there was a division again among the Jews because of these sayings. And many of them say, he has a demon and is mad. Why do you listen to him? Others said, these are not the words of one who has a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind? Now it was a feast of dedication in Jerusalem, and it was winter. And Jesus was in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then the Jews surrounded him and said to him, how long do you keep us in doubt? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly.
Jesus, amen. Thank you, sir.
You are.
That's good. Thank you very much.
You told him plainly.
So, what he had just said caused a division, saying that he had some other sheep, and that he would lay down his life for his sheep. And he talked about his Father, what he could do. He got the power to lay it down, and he had the power to take it again.
Mm-hmm.
And that caused a division because Psalm said he was a devil.
Mm-hmm.
Psalm said, how can a devil do this? Amen.
Mm-hmm. There was a division between the believers and those who did not.
Amen.
Amen. You know, following Jesus will cause some divisions.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. It'll separate you from some things you've been connected to for a while. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But when we see that light, see, it's that light that is coming to the world, that light that's shining in darkness. When we are attracted to that light, when we follow that light, it separates us from the dark places in our life.
Amen.
And unfortunately, it caused divisions in families and households and relationships and
society.
Communities, society, absolutely. Amen.
Amen.
And so they said he was mad and he had them. Amen. Just not willing to accept.
To accept.
Jesus knew who was going to accept him and who wasn't. He didn't just go to a certain crowd and say, they ain't going to receive me over here, so let's just. No, he shared with everybody.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
He shared with them all. And so somebody says, well, can a demon open the eyes of a man that was blind? And as we can see, we're going back to the previous chapter.
Yes.
He was still talking to the same people.
Mm-hmm.
Those same religious leaders. He was talking about them. And he basically told them that they were robbers and thieves. Mm-hmm. Amen. I can't sugarcoat this any longer. Amen.
Amen.
And so now they go to the feast of dedication, which is known as Hanukkah. They said it was in the winter. It's known as Hanukkah. And Jesus walked into the temple on Solomon's porch. And the Jews surrounded him and said, how long would you keep us in doubt? Jesus probably should have asked them, how long will you stay in doubt?
Amen.
They said, hey, how long are you going to keep us in doubt? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. Amen.
Amen.
If you're the Christ, tell us plainly.
Jesus said. Read down to 29.
Verse 25, Jesus answered them, and I told you, and you believe not the works that I am doing in my Father's name. They bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because you are not of my sheep, as I have said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they that never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. For my Father which gave them to me is greater than all, and no one man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I answered my Father, are one. I and my Father are one.
Amen.
And then the Jews took up a stone and examined. Then the Jews took up a stone against the stone of him.
Okay, we can start right there. Thank you very much, sir. He said, I told you you don't believe. Why are you asking me to tell you plainly? I told you when you don't believe. You are a non-believer. Amen. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. The works that I do in my Father's name, they will bear witness of me, of Jesus the Christ, the Son of God. Amen.
Amen.
He said, but you don't believe because you're not of my sheep. As I said to you, you're not of my sheep. All right?
Yeah.
My sheep hear my voice. And I know them. I know my sheep. I know you're not my sheep. My sheep hear my voice and I know them. And they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father who gave them to me is greater than all. And no one is able to snatch them out of his hand. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
I and my Father are one. He's telling them who he is. He's telling them that his sheep have eternal life.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And nobody can take that from you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Salvation is for real.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Salvation is not a temporary
thing. That's right.
All right?
Amen.
Salvation is for real.
Amen.
Salvation is unto eternal life.
Yeah.
Amen.
Everlasting.
Can you fall out of fellowship? Can you go astray? Can you fall back into temptation? Absolutely. But you can't be saved again.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
If that's the case, these will have to keep coming to the earth. Give me his life. Amen. He said, hey,
you really be tired.
My sheep are secure.
Yes. That's right.
Amen.
With me. Because I'm of my Father.
Amen.
My sheep are secure in me. Yes, sir.
And like you said, he gave them a parable so they can understand that.
Amen.
With the Simple. Sheep.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
Because there's a lot of shepherds back then anyway.
Absolutely.
So they know
he
how they know
the
how
tool that he knew they would understand
right.
how this.
Right, because he knows it probably was some shepherd.
Knows how you
right.
Yeah.
And they know they followed the shepherd.
Amen.
He made it plainly for them again.
Amen. Compare them to the sheep.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And so, how many times do we have to hear him through a
sentence?
I mean, even some of us followers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's telling us something. Are we hearing his voice?
Mm-hmm.
And how many times do we have to
hear
before we be obedient?
That's right.
Yeah, that's right thing many times. As many times that until we recognize that he is the Christ.
Amen.
And take for some time, take people for years.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
They pretend, but they're not of Christ.
My sheep are secure with me. My Father gave them to me. He's greater than all. Ain't no way. You can't snatch them from me. The show can't snatch them from
him. Amen.
Amen. We are secure.
No man can pluck.
That's what we talk about today.
Yes.
Be it in Christ. Whether we are a shepherd or a sheep, we are in Christ. Mm-hmm. Whether we are a shepherd or a sheep. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We are in that door that leads to everlasting life.
And so we will not allow Satan.
Rebuke.
We truly are in Christ. It doesn't say we will not have problems.
No, not at all. Not at all. They had problems right there. They were dealing with those false teachers. Amen. Those religious leaders. Amen. They had problems.
Amen. We'll be sound and stable, and our faith will be so strong that we rebuke that spirit.
Amen.
That comes to destroy. And we have to do, because every day of our lives we are tempted.
Amen. 31 to 33.
You know, now since I became a member of Payne Chapel, you know, for over years, and I had, you know, pastors that, you know, from pretty much not every denomination, but most of ones here that I met in Arkansas, in Little Rock. And, you know, they, you know, asked me to come over to, you know, join that church and things like that. And they said, okay, you know, pray about it. I said, okay. So when I see them again, they asked me, well, you know, did the Lord lead you this way? I said, no. Mm-hmm. And so over and over, I mean, especially Church of God in Christ, this probably, they tried to get me to come over. And I said, well, that's not what the Lord leading me.
Amen.
Well, you know, you should be preaching now and things like that. I said, the Lord not telling me to move.
Amen.
I said, well, he get ready for me to come into the ministry.
Yeah.
You know, if he wants me, when he wants me, to get me and prepare me.
Amen.
But this is not the time. I said, I cannot do it.
We can't do it all.
And I'm not going to be disobedient because, you know, you want me to come.
Right.
You know, I said, I enjoy your preaching. I enjoy your church. I said, but I just can't do it. I would not be satisfied if I said, okay, I come and, you know, become a member. And this, you know, just reading this is just, you know, telling me, letting me know that the thing that I done went through, you know, since, you know, I came here, you know. And, you know, Methodist, you know, people, you know, they don't have the spirit. I mean, the Bible said they do.
All right.
You know, and so
I don't know why they said that they don't have the spirit, and I have to tell them.
But it just,
they do have the spirit.
Yeah, just reading this is just,
you know, we may not have the noise.
Amen. But if you know the word, that's all. We just have to know the word. Word of God. We said 31 to 30. Okay. Again, the Jewish opponents picked up stones to stone him.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus said to them, I have shown you many good works from my Father, from the Father. Which of thee do you stone me? Mm-hmm. We are not stoning you for any good work, they replied, but for blasphemy, because you, a mere man, claim to be God.
Amen. And so Jesus asked, well, first of all, they wanted to stone
you. Mm-hmm.
People want you to see things their way.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people want to control your life.
Yes.
And they literally get angry at you for not better.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. They know they're leading you astray.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And so they wanted to get physical with him. And so they took up struggles. Of course, Jesus said, you know, I'm showing you good works. So which one am I stoning you for? Which good work are you stoning me for? Or give me a legitimate bad thing that I've done.
Amen.
All they can come up with is that you being a man,
mm-hmm,
trying to make yourself equal with God.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I am.
I am.
I am. He's gonna say something here in the next that's each I tell you, each time I read the scripture,
mm-hmm,
I'm studying the word, and
mm-hmm,
some things are just jumping out at me. And,
mm-hmm,
you know, we can't share it all, but there's some nuggets along the way. Amen?
Yes,
I'd be up here all day. We probably would probably do about 2 scriptures a day if I just,
amen,
broke down everything.
Amen.
And, you know, went to scripture and so on,
yes,
and so,
yes,
on.
Yes,
you,
mm-hmm,
just want to get a good idea of what's going on. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen.
And to encourage us to study a little bit further. Amen?
Amen.
And so he said, which one of these things you want to start with me for? And they say, you being a man, making yourself God.
Mm-hmm.
We can't take it. We hate it. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
34 through 39.
What,
you need
to? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If he called them gods,
mm-hmm,
unto whom the word of God came, and the scriptures cannot be broken, say ye of him whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said, I am the Son of God. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, do ye believe, not me, believe the works that ye may know, and believe that the Father is in me,
mm,
and I in him. Therefore, they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand.
Amen.
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 Amen. Listen, y'all. Now, this particular scripture, saying that he called them gods, it comes from Psalms.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And it was
all
it
men
was,
are gods.
Pardon?
All men are gods. Go ahead.
But he was literally commending them for a good work.
What have you got
done? Little g, gods.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But look what Jesus said, y'all. This just got me. He said, is it not written in your law?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all get it? That I said, not that God
said.
Isn't it in your law that I'm God? I don't care what you say. You're not going to make me. You know, isn't it written in your law that I said?
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
That you are God.
Mm-hmm.
If he, being God, is who is me,
mm-hmm,
to whom would he of God come? And the scripture can't be broken.
Mm-hmm.
Do you say of him whom the Father sanctified and sent into the world, you are blasphemy? Because I said, I'm the Son of God. If I don't do the works of my Father, don't believe me. Simple enough.
Mm-hmm.
But if I do, although you don't believe me, believe the works.
Ooh.
That you might know and believe that the Son, the Father, is in me and I in him. And they besought to seize him again. But you know, he never said that you're condemned forever. He said, even if you don't believe me, believe
yes,
the works that I do, that you might have a chance to believe.
Yes.
But you
might
believe something.
Amen.
You're going to have to believe something one way or another. Amen.
Amen.
He said, did I say, in your ball, did I say,
true God.
Don't play with it. Mm-hmm. All right, we got just a couple more.
And went away again beyond Jordan into the place where John at first baptized, and there he abode. And many resorted unto him and said, John did no miracle, but all things that John spake of this man were true. And many believed on him there.
Amen. Mm. So even though there was opposition against him, he went on that field and looked beyond Jordan to the place where John had been baptized. Where John was baptizing. Amen. And the people came to him saying, basically, we believe in John. But John would do it signs. But John spoke to people.
He is the forerunner.
Amen.
Yes.
Forerunner.
And we believe.
In my life.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.